Today, I want to conclude our discussion on the 7 statements Jesus made from the cross with statements 6 and 7. Here is statement number 6 contained in John 19:30. Jesus said simply, "It is finished." This statement teaches us of the faithfulness of Jesus to complete the task the Father sent him to do. The Father sent Jesus to sacrifice himself and give us back our sin-destroyed lives. You know, Jesus could have avoided the cross. He could have called legions of angels to come and take him away from the suffering. But he loved us too much to do that. And this phrase, "it is finished," is actually a single word in the Greek, and that word was used in commercial trade to mean, "it is paid." It is paid. In his death on the cross, Jesus forgave and paid the debt for our sins. Questions. Ask yourself these questions. Do you forgive others their debts to you? And remember, debts are not limited to financial. There are emotional debts. There are debts of hurt feelings. Have we forgiven others of their debts? Is it finished? Is it paid? Now, the 7th and final statement of our Lord on the cross is this, and it's contained in Luke 23:46. "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." You know, it's interesting that this last statement begins with the same word that was found in the first statement, Father, our Heavenly Father, our personal Father, our Abba Father, our spiritual Daddy, if you will. Brethren, this is the same Father who will welcome us with open arms when we die and travel to be with God. When we die, our spirit goes to be with God. We give our spirit up into the living and loving hands of God. We don't simply become just dust and ashes. We don't simply say sayonara or goodbye or it's been nice knowing you. Rather, we commit our spirit into the loving care of God. Jesus' suffering was almost over now. He was ready to experience what it was like to die. In this statement, Jesus teaches us that we too should have no fear of death. No fear of death. Questions. Do you trust the Father? Do you trust your Abba, your spiritual Daddy? Have you committed your spirit to God? Have you placed your life in God's hands? Do you feel you need to be closer to God? And is there anything keeping you from a close, loving relationship with the Father? If you don't think you're as close to God as you should be, pray to the Father. Be honest with Him. Be open with Him. Don't be intimidated. Don't be inhibited. Your loving Father understands. Amen.